Close my eyes. Hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruceandbruceallen.com. You can even sponsor the show. There are open slots, and you can also reach me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Once again, I'm very happy to have Sherilyn Laban with us, often for some politics, but we may talk about work-life balance. Sherilyn Laban has a very large resume, but let's just say she is terrific, and I'll leave it at that. You can follow her at Harley. That's like Harley, what do you call it? What am I thinking of? The motorcycle. Ugh. Harley, what is it? Somebody. Harley Davidson. Gosh, that's weird. Like Harley Davidson, Laban, L-E-B-O-N. Sherilyn, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be with you as always, Bruce.
I really, really look forward to our conversations. I want to talk about work-life balance, but too much is going on in D.C. to not at least ask you for a quick summary of what you believe has gone on and what's significant over the last 7 days since we last spoke.
Well, as you know, we continue to have these hearings. And with more hearings comes out more, I would call it, troubling information. So the latest revelation, which I think would be interesting to your listeners, is that originally when the senior level people testified starting 2 and 3 weeks ago, they said, oh, no, these were essentially civil servants who took it upon themselves.
Which scandal are you speaking of? The IRS?
The IRS scandal. Okay. I apologize. The IRS scandal. They took it upon themselves to start targeting and asking these conservative groups these very prying and invasive questions.
And
right?
And illegal and unconstitutional.
Yes. Yes. And so whenever the members of Congress asked them, well, who told them to do this? Who told them to do this? No one could give any names. All right? Now, the other day, more people testified, and lo and behold, Bruce, guess what was revealed? That they, in fact, these low-level civil servants, supposedly operating on their own, were, in fact, given specific direction from people in Washington, D.C.
But still no names?
So, oh, no, names were given. A gentleman by the name of Hull, I can't remember what his first name is, and another woman's name were given as people who gave the Cincinnati folks direction.
Wow.
So here's what's happened. Here's what's happened. So the heat's on, and these people were being squeezed. When they found out and realized that their own reputations were on the line, they squealed like a pig. That's exactly what happened, Bruce. Now the fingers are being pointed because before, no names were being given.
Well, now
names are being given.
It's going to just keep on broadening, I think there's no doubt. There's only one other thing I really would like to just comment on regarding the hearings. I thought that one woman in the blue dress who was a target.
I know
target.
Her. Becky Gerritsen.
Yes.
Becky Gerritsen from Alabama.
One of the talk show hosts I listened to said that he felt her words, and he used the words Lincoln-esque. He thought they were almost Lincoln-esque. He said there's no way the quality of that performance, which was not a performance, would have been as impactful if it wasn't as sincere and if the passion wasn't there. She basically literally gave the performance of her life. I'm sure she's a brilliant woman, but under that pressure, she was so genuine. And the words she used, starting with, I'm not a serf.
I'm a born free American.
I believe that will be a gigantic, campaign, piece for future campaigns, and I think it may be a turning point.
I agree, Bruce. I think Becky Gerritsen's, and she was the last witness, She was the last witness that day.
Well, they were all incredibly eloquent. And what I don't know is, you know, I do tend to watch Fox News. But did any of the mainstream news outlets cover this? I mean, did they completely ignore it? I mean, I know they're not completely ignoring all of this now, especially the whole AP James Rosen thing, because that impacts them. But I just wonder, that Becky Garrett thing has been repeated all over Fox. It's been on conservative talk radio, but I wonder if I doubt MSNBC has shown it, though they have accused everybody of being against the president because he's black. I mean, I can't believe they're pulling out the race card again.
Oh, that last, I don't know if you heard this last gentleman.
Yes, yes, who was sort of British sounding. Oh my gosh, yeah, he was just so full of garbage.
This is the new N-word. I said, oh my gosh, do they have, I mean, is there any shame left with MSNBC?
Okay, let's move off this because we'll just get too inflamed. Let's talk about work-life balance, which, by the way, is an equally tough topic. You know, somehow I don't think we called it anything, you know, as fancy as work-life balance. At least my mom didn't. They just were busy or not busy and had a high points and low points and somehow managed. Yet now it's like this gigantic problem. You're a busy woman. You're a wife, a mother. I don't know if you're a daughter, if your parents are around, and you're a very successful, active, professional woman. How do you balance your life, and what are the things that come to mind when we talk about this topic?
Well, it's interesting because the use of work-life balance, I think, is overused because I feel like most parents who are juggling a lot of things really aren't worried about balance, and because what it ends up being, Bruce, is you feel like you just got to do what you need to do. And particularly when you've got smaller kids, when you've got teenagers, those crunch years, I think when they're in the sort of like that 5 to 9, 10, 11 period, when they're small, they're just starting at school, they've got these after school activities. And then as well, the teenagers, because as you know very well, those teenage years are very important years where if a shoe drops, you better make sure you're picking it up right away because this could impact their future. So, and I think what it is, I mean, I know my parents, there's three of us, we all played sports. We just didn't call it work-life balance then, nor did anybody talk about it. It's just you got to do what you have to do. And I also think what's made things a lot more complicated compared to when I was growing up is that kids just don't go outside and play now.
Yes, yes. Nor do we feel safe letting them go off alone.
No, that's the problem. Yeah. We don't feel safe letting our children go down the street. That's just not something we do anymore.
By the way, I think that's a fear that's overblown, completely overblown by scary media stories. I don't think there's that much more pedophilia or kidnapping or accidents that happen to our kids today than happened 30 years ago. It's just more.
We just hear about
right,
it more
exactly,
because
exactly.
We have 24-hour cable and we have Twitter.
Let me ask you, because we only have 2 minutes left. I posed a question in the column that I don't have the answer for. Do you think there's any significant difference between how men and women look at their balance of their work and life?
Absolutely, I do.
How so?
I think my husband approaches it completely different because, as you know, Bruce, men are not the best at multitasking. I'll put it out there. They're not the best at multitasking, which is really what moms, I think, excel at.
Oh, my God. You are so sexist. I just can't believe it. You are so politically incorrect. I just am
That's
shocked.
Right.
I am absolutely scandalized.
Yes, I think that it's rare.
I mean, you're speaking the truth. How dare you?
Yeah, I know. I think it's rare that men are able to talk on the phone and tell the kids to stop doing what they're doing and also unload the dishwasher and fold the clothes. My husband doesn't. That's just not a way that he prefers to function in his life. He wants to do one task at a time.
Well, I want you to know that I am multitasking right now. I am talking to you, and I am occasionally taking a sip of my coffee.
There you go.
So I have that extraordinary ability to do many things at once, though
there
I will
go.
Completely agree with you about that generality. I think there are many others that I point out, and I ask, are these more men or women? One of which I think is really important, that I think men take more of their identity from their work than women as a rule.
I would agree.
And therefore have a harder time leaving it behind. Whereas I think especially working moms, even though they have a compulsion to work, they do take their mom job just more serious, I believe.
Oh, yeah. And it's the most important job that we have.
Well, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Jackie Kennedy Onassis because, you know, the Kennedys, there's lots of things there with the Kennedys. But there's one thing that she did say, which I think is very important and profound. She said, if you bungle raising your children, nothing else in life matters.
Right, I remember that. I also
and
will
that
say
that is profound.
Yeah. I grew up with the Kennedy family, and when JFK was assassinated, I was 10. But she was, if one thing you could say about her is at least she was classy. Okay,
right.
Very, very classy. We are out of time. Sherilyn, where can my listeners find you?
Oh, your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Lebon, L-E-B as in boy, O-N. Also on Facebook, Sherilyn Harley Lebon. I love to have new friends on Facebook. I love new followers. I follow back. So let's engage in a conversation.
We have a big dad chat tonight on a heavy topic, sexual abuse. If there's any chance you could join us, I would love
right.
you to be
yes,
there.
Right, yes, I plan on joining that tonight.
Thank
I absolutely
you.
Will.
Thank you. I'll look forward to speaking with you next week. Stay tuned for Pastor Drew Sams and Spiritual Talk.
Wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.